The Banyan Trees. In my childhood, the square in front of the public pier was always the busiest place on Kato. Merchants, villagers, and cargo passed through the square to get to and from the pier, and the islanders loved to gather there to chit-chat in the cool breeze. The wall by the banyan trees was the village office's public notice board. Important village news was published there, and passers-by would stop and read the posts. Hosanjan was the first fish counter shop operated by a local fisherman on Kat O. It was located under the banyan trees and was the only outlet with permission to sell fish. The village office awarded the fish counter contract by tender. The successful bidder paid the village office a certain sum as a contribution towards public welfare, such as building bridges and paths, operating the village ferry, and staging traditional festive events. The fish counter served mainly small fishery operators who could not justify the heavy cost of transporting their limited catch to the fish markets in Sha Tau Kok or on the mainland every day. Instead, they delivered their catch to the fish counter for sale, and the fish counter operator charged a commission. Transactions were done on credit. The operator would record the buyer's names and purchase amount, and then visit the villages to collect the payment in the evening after closing his shop.